Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel. This is about the election of Lord Chris Smith as Chancellor of the University of Cambridge. So all Cambridge graduates are entitled to vote. I think some of the dons as well. So he served as Master of Pembroke College, Cambridge, for about 10 years and is due to retire from that post. Remember, Cambridge University is roughly 30 colleges, a federal system. They're like states, and the universities like the federal government, if you will. So he's a Cambridge graduate himself, who was there in the 70s, and the Reverend Father David Johnson, the late Father Johnson, was there, said, well, he was clever. I think he was president of the Cambridge Union as well, this Lord Smith. Now, he's not born a peer, he's born a commoner, same as yours truly, in a middle-class family. His father's a senior civil servant, he's English, his father's posted to Edinburgh for a while, he went to school there, went to Cambridge, I believe he read English, and then he went to Harvard. He did a PhD. I mean, I think his PhD was awarded by Harvard. Anyway, so he's issued a statement, completely anodyne, about how elated he is, or what a singular honour it is to be elected to this most august position. So 23,000 people voted. Obviously, there are far more Cambridge graduates than that. Some of the staff are allowed to vote. You could vote in person with the Senate House. And it was the first ever election which they could vote online, because of course Cantabrians all over the world, so that would be like in Indonesia or Paraguay or whatever. And obviously we can only vote in person. That hugely advantaged people who live close to the university. So he's going to be the figurehead of the university. He won't even live there necessarily, just be able to visit a few times a year for ceremonies. Now he's the first in some ways. He's the first open homosexual chancellor of the university. So he was elected Labour MP for, was it Islington and Finsbury in 1983, the nadir of the Labour Party's fortunes. And then a year later at a rally, he said, hello, my name's Chris Smith, I'm a Labour MP and I'm gay. It's hard to appreciate now just how contentious that was 40 years ago. There was a lot of frank homophobia at the time. Now, in the mid-1980s, he was also diagnosed as HIV positive. And in those days, it seemed like a death sentence. People were going to die, and in just a few years, in agony. So it was really horrific. HIV and AIDS had only been discovered, I think, in 1981. So he got medicines, he got treatment, and that was it. And astonishingly, he's still alive, which kind of in the 80s seemed impossible. Almost everybody he knew who became HIV positive in the 80s, he knew, died quite soon. He was born in 1951, and so there he is. He's 74 years old and in very good health. For his time. So he wrote, he was enthusiastic about the romantic poets, about Samuel Taylor Coleridge, William Wordsworth, and so on. He'd won a Kennedy scholarship to Harvard. He got a double first class degree at Cambridge, which is a first in his first year exams and indeed in his final. So it wasn't a fluke. Yeah. Anyway, it was Islington South and Finsbury he represented, as in he was the neighbour of Jeremy Corbyn, who's still an MP for the adjacent constituency. He was served in the cabinet under Tony Blair, Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport. But anyway, he was asked who was the most physically alluring man in the cabinet. He said Tony Blair. Oh, he had to say that, didn't he? But these days, if you asked a Mayor MP who's the most desirable woman in the cabinet and he named someone, that'd be, oh, sexual harassment, Me Too moment and stuff like that. And because of the era, I suppose, even if a man had said about a woman, it might have been okay. But you see how bigotry and intolerance has really taken hold of the body politic these days. So he split with Blair on Iraq, and then he actually left Parliament in 1985, rather disillusioned. So he's the first openly gay cabinet minister, and he was ennobled as Lord Smith, like I say. So that's it. And there were, was it 10 candidates for this position? I think, is it four of whom were non-white, and it was three of whom were women, and so on. Some were Cambridge dons, and they were all leftists, really, so that wasn't surprising. I mean, Gina Miller, you don't have to be a Cambridge graduate, and she's not. She was the only one who's fairly well-known, besides Sandy Toksvig. Toksvig was certainly, I think, a member of the Liberal Democrats, a broadcaster, a Cantabrigian, a Dane, so she would have been first, and I believe she came second, so that's it. I mean, people had lots of different preferences. So the final ballot, Smith got over 10,000 votes and she got over 8,000. So he beat her. She was eliminated third. She got over 6,500. It was Dr. Muhammad Ali Eliane. I'd never heard of him before. So there we go. Now, previously, it was a position that was held for life. I don't know if that's the case. Now, Lord Saviour Turville, a Labour life peer, he chose to step down, having occupied that post for roughly 10 years. Previously, it was Phil the Greek, as in the late Prince Philip of Denmark and Greece and the United Kingdom. You know, the Duke of Edinburgh, Elizabeth II's late husband, he held that position since the 1970s. And there hadn't been a contested election, I think, since the 19th century. Wow, how do they wangle it that only one person nominated? So you think some real leftards would go for it. Anyway, he's sort of an establishment Tory, someone who's not going to rock the boat, who hasn't said anything interesting or notable for a very long time. He was chairman of the Environment Agency, so he's a sort of a creature of the Westminster Village. So don't expect anything exciting under Lord Smith. He's not a bad person. So I suppose he will say the so-called right thing and be bland and unobjectionable. Increasingly difficult in a time of transgenderism, in the times of the Israel-Palestine, Palestine conflict, or whatever. Huge amounts of refugees coming along. The loony left taking over Cambridge. So that's him. I mean, a not unexpected result. I suppose he's got kind of name recognition. Did I forecast for him? I had a feeling I did. I thought, is he a bit pale, male, and stale? That's the only made it faintly surprising that he won. Another white male. The only thing that makes him so-called diverse is that he's gay. Right. Well, good luck, Lord Smith.